Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, July 7th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, 'Nothing like this has ever been seen in all of Israel.'" There are wounds that silence us. Not only the silence of the tongue, but the deeper silence of the soul. The silence that settles in when grief has lingered too long, when shame has wrapped itself around the heart, when fear has convinced us that our words no longer matter. Some people move through life speaking constantly, while inwardly mute, unable to say what they truly feel, unable to pray honestly, unable to cry out to God. In today's gospel, a man is brought before Jesus who cannot speak because he is possessed by a demon. The gospel is brief and direct. When the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were astonished. But beneath this miracle lies a profound spiritual truth. Evil always seeks to diminish the human person. God gives voice. Darkness steals it. God creates communion. Evil isolates. God calls forth praise, truth, tenderness, confession, and love. The enemy prefers silence, distortion, fear, and despair. The mute man could not free himself. Others carried him to Jesus. This detail matters because we are the broken one who cannot even form the prayer for healing. At other times, we are called to carry another person into the presence of Christ through our faith, our patience, our listening, and our love. There is a contemplative wisdom hidden here. Healing often begins before a word is spoken. The man says nothing in the gospel. He cannot. Yet Jesus already knows the ache inside of him. Christ does not require eloquence before he offers mercy. He sees the imprisoned heart before the first sound emerges. Many of us imagine prayer as finding the perfect words, but contemplative spirituality teaches something gentler and deeper. God listens beneath language. Sometimes the truest prayer is only a trembling desire, a silent longing, a wounded gaze turned towards heaven. The mystics understood this well. There are seasons when the soul feels unable to speak to God, yet even Christ remains near. In fact, he often works most deeply in the hidden places where language fails. I once visited a nursing home where an elderly woman sat near the window each afternoon. Dementia had slowly taken nearly all her words. Staff members said she rarely spoke coherently anymore. Yet every day she clutched a worn rosary in her hand. One afternoon I sat beside her in silence outside. Outside, snow was drifting softly into the bare trees. After several quiet minutes, she suddenly whispered only three words, "Jesus, stay close." Then she fell silent again. These words carried more depth than many sermons. They rose from somewhere beyond intellect, from the deepest chamber of the heart. In that moment, I realized that prayer is not measured by complexity. The soul that reaches for Christ, even weakly, even wordlessly, is already being healed. Perhaps this is why the crowds were amazed in today's gospel. They were not simply witnessing speech restored. They were witnessing a human returning to themselves. And this is what Jesus does. He restores the voice of the ashamed person who thought forgiveness was impossible. He restores the voice of the grieving person who has forgotten how to hope. He restores the voice of the anxious person trapped beneath fear. He restores the voice of the church when she grows weary. He restores the voice of prayer in hearts that have become spiritually numb. Sometimes the healing is dramatic. Sometimes it unfolds slowly across the years. But Christ is always moving towards the silenced places within us. The gospel also quietly warns us to notice how easily the world creates muteness. Constant noise can actually suffocate the soul. Endless distraction can bury authentic prayer. Anger and cynicism can harden the heart until wonder disappears. We may still speak outwardly, while inwardly losing our true voice. Contemplation becomes the antidote. In silence before God, false voices begin to fade. The accusing voice, the fearful voice, the restless voice, and gradually another voice emerges, the gentle voice of the beloved, reminding us who we are. The mute man's healing is therefore not only about speech, it is about liberation. Christ desires to free us so completely that praise can rise naturally again. That is why the saints so often treasured silence, not because silence itself was the goal, but because holy silence creates space for the true voice of the soul to awaken. In quiet prayer, we begin to hear God speaking beneath our fears. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are mine. And once the heart hears that voice, it slowly finds its own again. Today, perhaps Christ wishes us to heal something unspoken within us, a hidden sorrow, a prayer you stopped praying, a truth you have been afraid to admit, a longing beneath exhaustion. Bring even your silence to him. He understands it perfectly. And do not be afraid if your prayer feels small. The mute man in the gospel offered no grand confession of faith. He simply allowed himself to be brought before Jesus. Sometimes this is enough. Christ does the rest. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see the places within me that have fallen silent. You know the fears I cannot name, the griefs I cannot express, and the prayers that never reach my lips. Drive out every darkness that keeps me from your peace. Restore the voice of my soul, that I may praise you with honesty and freedom. Teach me to rest quietly in your presence. When words fail, let my silence still belong to you, and when my heart grows weary, speak again the healing truth of your love. May I also carry others gently towards you, especially those who no longer know how to pray. Jesus, stay close. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to join me here each day in my hermitage when I take a look at one of the passages of the gospel we shared at the Eucharist and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.